This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
September 5th, and if you're sitting around saying football season is back, enough with this minus 110, minus 120 nonsense, it's time to put some real odds on the table. We got you covered, because we got Double D's Degenerate Parlay coming up, we've got our squad parlay coming up that's 12 to 1 odds, and we hope we can hit another one of these, because listen, it has been that long since we hit a squad parlay, and we are going to hang that one in the rafters. We are very proud of ourselves for that one. All right, so if you're betting on football this weekend, why not get a college football no-sweat token at BetMGM? Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With a college football no-sweat parlay token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if you don't win. So PSA, take advantage of the promos. Jenks, I go across the top and I said, Opt in. You should not be making any type of bet till you check the promos.
Oh, absolutely. And there's always some sort of promo you can take advantage of. Like, it doesn't matter what the sport is. I mean, particularly, they're sort of seasonal as well, right? So if you want to bet football, there's something you can find to help you. And it's essentially a free bet or something on top of your bet. Sometimes you get a bet back in bonus bets, whatever it is. Yeah, it's free. Why not?
Yeah, and especially, like, if you go to another state, you can claim, like, all of the new offers. Have you done this? Like, I think I did this when the first time we went to, was it called National Harbor? Remember when we had shows out there?
Oh, yeah.
And I was, like, blown away because I could get all of, like, the new customer offers just simply because I was in a new state. I got $100 in free bets. I was like, all right,
that's
going to keep me afloat at least for a few weeks.
Yeah, at least for a couple days. So keep me going. Right. I spent another $100, then another $100. But yeah, if you travel like that, take advantage of it. I wanted to take advantage of it when I went to see my mom in Texas a couple weeks ago. But betting is not legalized there yet. But I tried anyway.
Boo.
I was like, boo, what are you guys doing? Sitting there by the pool like, oh, it's time to put down some money. And then it hit me. Oh, yeah, I can't do anything. I have to sit here and play checkers for a while. Not bet on this game. It was lame.
I can't believe they don't have it in Texas. Like, as big as football is there, that's really surprising to me.
Yeah.
Like, do you think it's because they're a very conservative state? Like, that's probably something to it. Like,
yes.
Bible Belt?
I think that has a lot to do with it. But I do think it will eventually change because there will be public sentiment that changes. And also, let's be honest, when you're talking about the money involved and the money that potentially goes into the coffers of the state, then at some point you say, this is something that, this is where we're trending. Other states have legalized this. There's a plan in place, right? We've seen different frameworks in different states. So there's sort of proof positive how this can be done, and it would bring in millions and millions. At some point, it's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, I do like the money that pours back into the state, because I remember this was a big deal in Tennessee when they started doing the lottery. But now they have lottery scholarships where a bunch of money goes back into, you know, public school education. I got a lottery scholarship. Like, if you got a certain, you know, benchmark on your GPA, if you made a certain, like, ACT score or something, you got a scholarship. And there are so many people I know who took advantage of that. So I know people like to look down their nose and say, oh, gambling's degenerate. Well, listen, I am just a proud patron of education for Tennessee students.
Yes.
Because we do have a big Powerball. I think it's up to, like, I don't know, like, $400 million or something. People here are talking about it. Of course, Jake has, like, you know, five tickets that he wants to buy. All right, so speaking of lottery tickets, how about we craft our own when it comes to parlays? And let's start with Double D's Degenerate Parlay.
It's time to get crazy with Double D's College Football Degen Parlay.
It's week two! What am I going to do? This is what I'm going to do. I'm looking at a bounce back for Texas at minus 36.5 versus San Jose State. I am on the opposite side of Jenks and Denton. I'm taking SMU minus 2.5 versus Baylor. Baylor's defense looked awful. I am taking Texas Tech minus 48.5 versus Kent State. Kent State bad. Very, very bad. Kansas plus 6.5 at Missouri. Colorado. I am a believer in Colorado. I know everybody else isn't really. I'm taking Colorado minus 23.5 versus Delaware. I'm taking Arizona State minus 6.5 at Mississippi State. Mississippi State, bad. Very, very bad. I am taking Oklahoma at minus 5.5 versus Michigan. Not a believer in Michigan yet. And finally, I'm taking UNLV on the money line versus UCLA. Straight fade of Nico Iamaleava. Total parlay is a little less than 194-1. $5 will win you $973.37. Let's go!
All right, now it's a true test of the friendship, because is Jenks willing to ride with a parlay that features Oklahoma?
I can't on principle. You know, what I'll do is I'll play the parlay and I'll just eliminate that one particular bet. So I won't I won't get Double D's 194-1 odds, but I'll still get a pretty good payoff.
If you're not going 194-1, are you even living?
What are you doing? What are you even doing if your parlay isn't at least 194-1, guys? A lot of chalk, Double D, but I don't hate it. I don't know enough about Delaware to take Delaware in the points, so I'm glad you believe in the Buffs. No Ralphie this year, which is a bummer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
But all right, good luck, buddy.
I appreciate it.
All right. How are you not playing Duke? You got a Duke hat on.
I live in the state of Illinois, which means I cannot play any game that any team from the state of Illinois plays in.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Restricted.
God
forbid you try and throw the game.
Yeah.
Right.
Man, yeah, you know, Double D, if he were on the Illini, oh, man, can you imagine the movement in that game?
I blame Brad Evans.
Doesn't he live right outside of Champaign or close?
He lives in Champaign.
Oh, he lives in Champaign? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Makes sense?
Yeah, I blame Brad Evans. It's all Brad Evans.
No, we need to sick Brad Evans on these people. And I think after like 5 minutes of shouting, maybe they will succumb to letting people bet on Illinois teams. All right, so time to get the whole squad involved now because we've got a parlay of our own.
Ladies and gentlemen, adults of all ages, it's time for the show parlay.
Ah, yes. Step right up and try your hand at the squad parlay. It's BOGO parlays in this segment. Buy one, get one. So it's the second parlay that we're firing away at. All right, Jenks, start us off here. What you got?
Okay. I'll give a longer handicap later on in the show. I'm going to play this down from 3.5, and I'm taking Jags -3 hosting the Panthers. So these were two of the worst defenses in the NFL last year, but I think we're going to see Trevor Lawrence take a step forward with Liam Cohen as his OC, plus the Jags are at home. Yeah, their defense is bad. The Panthers was worse last year. So it's a field goal. Give me Jacksonville -3 at home.
I remember fondly fading the Panthers' run defense. Anytime you just wanted to play a running back prop against the Panthers, that was always the way to go last year. So we'll see if that trend continues. All right, next up for me, it's going to be a player prop. And betting on the rejuvenation of Daniel Jones. Okay, so maybe not from a passing standpoint at least, but we know Daniel Jones is pretty fleet of foot. Like, I think we remember, like, that primetime game when he was clocked at over 20 miles an hour when running the football, and then he got caught by the turf monster. But still, the guy is a quick guy, and especially the first game of the season, why would you not use this to your advantage? So I'm going to go Daniel Jones, 25-plus rush yards for -110. Remember Shane Steichen, who's the head coach of the Colts, was once the offensive coordinator for Jalen Hurts, another quarterback who is pretty good at running the football. So I think this is a good strength that they will use for Daniel Jones against the Dolphins this week. All right, next up, Double D, it looks like there is a similar leg in this parlay as your D-Gen parlay.
Well, of course, I'm going to take my favorite play in the D-Gen parlay and put it in our show parlay. It's UNLV on the money line. Once again, straight fade of Nico Iamaleava. I do not think he's good. I think he's a head case. I also think UNLV has the potential to be one of those non-Power 5 teams that's in contention this year to make the college football playoffs. But it will be Navy in the end. But, yeah, that's UNLV on the money line.
Ah, I've seen a lot of people on that one. A lot of people like the running Rebs this week against UCLA. All right, Denton, you're next. What's the parlay leg?
So we're going to go with Duke. They're getting 3 at home, 3-point underdogs, but they got Illinois. This line stinks. It's very, very short. I think most people anticipated that a ranked opponent going into Duke is going to be a lot longer of a line. So the fact that it is as short as it is tells me a little something. And on top of that, I am very much a fade the public king. 84%, according to BetMGM, of the money on the spread is in favor of Illinois. So I'm going to go Duke to cover the 3.
I like how you gave yourself a nickname, a fade the public king. Like, fade I always love it king. When people are self-appointed.
Playoff P, fade the public king.
The sad part is that David can't place this parlay because it's featuring a game featuring Illinois. So maybe you can ask, who is it John Mateer's friend? You can send him a Venmo request and be like, well, it's not for betting, I promise, parentheses, Duke v. Illinois.
Definitely, totally not sports gambling, parentheses, Duke.
It's a total inside joke, right? All right, so here's the parlay if you missed it. Jinx has the Jags laying at 3. I'm going to go with Daniel Jones, 25-plus rush yards. We're going to take UNLV on the money line. And Duke getting 3 points, total odds, +1308, $5 gets you $70.45. I know it's not as sexy as 194-1, but listen, we want to win some of these. And it's, what, the second week of the season for college football? We're dipping our toes in the water, so I feel pretty good about this one.
Yeah, plus only 4 legs. It's our time. Am I the weak link here? I don't know. I
you
feel like
are.
I'm a weak link.
You
yeah,
are.
I think so.
You are.
Is it me?
I think Carolina's way better than anybody thinks they are. Yeah.
Really?
I think you're the weak link.
Could be wrong. All right, we're going to find out. I heard that deafening silence in the background. I was like, I think it's me.
I don't think you're the weakest link. I think some of these, like the Illinois Duke one, I think I'm a little split on that one because I came into it really liking Duke, and I do like their quarterback. I do think he has tremendous upside. But you're not facing Elon in this game. I think Illinois is going to be a big step up, but could be a sleepy spot for Illinois on the road, morning game. We shall see. All right, coming up next, it's hour three of the show, and we'll start with the biggest lessons we learned from last night's Cowboys and Eagles game. It's next on the Daily Tip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.